WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It is 80 degrees, 80 by 8. We did it. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station City Council got their first look at the 2018 budget, which proposes a 2.5-cent increase for the coming year. If approved, this would be the second year in a row council has voted a tax increase. Other increases in water and wastewater are already on track. About two-thirds of the budget is for operations and maintenance. The rest is for capital projects. A new police station heads the list, but also included is $16 million for street projects. Council will hold three workshops next week to take a closer look. The developers of the Chimney Hill Retail Center came before the council with a request to move forward. Development staff did not have a detailed document for the Planned Development District, or PDD. That's something that has never happened, and in the view of some council members, would set a precedent that would allow other developers to do the same in the future. Council member Jerome Rectorick put the question of what happens next to Development Director Lance Sims.
When the next developer comes in and gives you a blank sheet of paper, how do you say no to that?
As part of our review process, we're gonna push for more detail than on this plan. So it's not that I'll say no.
I understand, but my point is, you've opened the floodgates. Now, I'm in favor of this development. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm in favor of it. I want it to be developed yesterday. I can see developers coming in and say, "You made the exception here. Why am I the exception? I mean, you gave us a blank sheet here. Why don't I get a blank sheet?" And I think somehow we need to be able to answer that question.
Yeah,
and I don't have a good answer for it right now.
While almost all council members voiced concern, they approved the plan unanimously. Council also rejected a bylaw change proposed by the Research Valley Partnership and asked them to come back with a new proposal. Later this month, the city councils in the Twin Cities are expected to vote on new agreements with the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Brian Mayor Andrew Nelson at this week's council meeting followed up on an update from Ben Hardeman.
You anticipate our hot funds will just be the same or higher? Is it?
Our hot funds will be higher. Our payment to CVB will be slightly higher.
Hardeman says the staffs of the two cities have reached an agreement that follows proposals from College Station Mayor Carl Mooney and Councilman Jerome Rectorick. Brian Mayor Andrew Nelson presented a proclamation at this week's city council meeting to a retired Bryan police officer. Choya Walling has been picking up trash in the Copperfield subdivision nearly every day since 2008.
I have a feeling you're keeping an eye on the neighborhood in more ways than one for us.
Well, I never asked for the recognition. Some of the trash we pick up is traceable, and I would like to see recognition of somebody that threw it out.
Where's our code guys? Let's get them out here right now.
Walling, who was a Bryan policeman for 30 years, says his most valuable find was a platinum wedding ring and then finding the ring's owner. Bryan police have posted a video of two women pocketing liquor bottles in the Western Beverage Store on Boonville Road and leaving without paying. You can see the video on our website, WTAW.com. Contact BPD or Brazos County Crime Stoppers if you recognize either suspect. Each summer, the Texas A&M System Board of Regents brings in leaders of the universities and system agencies to review budgets for the next fiscal year, which is about to begin. One of the subjects drawing Regents' comments was the amount of money being paid for military veterans and their families to go to school. At Texas A&M, the Hazelwood exemption pays resident tuition and required fees for up to 150 credit hours. During the academic year that's just being completed, the flagship campus paid almost $21 million, almost $18 million of that to family members under the legacy portion of the exemption. President Michael Young says this is becoming difficult to sustain.
In the context of our deep commitment to our veterans, hope that we can partner a little more effectively with the legislature over the coming years to help ameliorate some of the burden that falls on our students to support this. This should be a statewide initiative, and we hope that we can make some progress in partnering with the legislature.
Dr. Carrie Byington at the Health Science Center says due to their emphasis on military medicine, the exemption has a significant impact on the HSC. And heads up for those of you driving around campus today, there are two graduation ceremonies at Reed Arena, 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. A record number of degrees will be awarded, over 2,200, the largest number for a summer term in A&M history. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It is 80 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors was very helpful in getting me approved for a mortgage loan when I didn't think it was possible. Once approved, they helped me find the right home that fit my needs. BCR then helped me get my duplex sublease so I could buy before my lease was over. They even helped me set up my utilities so that I didn't have to miss work. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
You have an office space.
Hello!
Hello! So how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture, and with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices, and you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch, or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
Partial sunshine in the forecast for today. It's going to lead to some rather hot temperatures today and through the weekend. Our highs later today anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. Clear through the overnight, warm 75 to 80. The weekend, bright sunshine tomorrow, 95 to near 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. It's sunny again Sunday, and we're back up between 95 and 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, so like 100, right?
Yeah.
We've had 79 since forever, when we finally hit 80 by 8. And heat index will be 106, 107, 109, something like that. And it'll be that way all weekend. So I figure this is the perfect time to let you know that Cosmopolitan reports that Starbucks will be offering ready-to-drink PSL and PSL-flavored ground coffee at your favorite grocery store this month.
Seems early.
No, it's never too early for pumpkin spice lattes.
Yeah.
Sure.
The pumpkin spice flavored coffee is what gets me. Like when the beans and the grounds are actually already pre-flavored. Yeah. That's really kind of...
Well, excuse me, on almost anything, it doesn't have to just be PSL,
right.
Okay?
Right.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm not... I could drink one a season, in like a small one, then I'm done.
So I get, I'll get K-cups because I'm going to drink like a cup of coffee.
Yeah, those pumpkin spice ones are nasty.
I'm sure they are. No, I wouldn't have bought one of them anyway.
Well, right, okay.
But, I'm going in and I'm buying a box, and uh-huh. Sometimes I'll buy the Green Lady stuff, but
okay.
Usually I'll buy like a store brand.
Right.
What the hell is just coffee, okay?
Yeah. Oh, well, God, Scott.
Did not pay attention, and I got pecan roasted coffee or
okay.
something. Garbage. Just garbage.
Maple nut crunch.
I don't know. It's
one thing
be
to
coffee.
Add like a syrup. Like, if you like flavored stuff. I appreciate, and ever occasionally I do. I like when you add the syrup or the creamer that maybe is flavored, but when the actual coffee is flavored, I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, well, and again, we talked about it, I think, this week, international brands or whoever it is who puts this cream.
Right.
You know, I can't think of anything better than to grab like a quart of that Snickers flavored, knock that back while I'm watching football.
Hey, man, it's in the break room refrigerator.
It's
like a coffee bar in there.
Oh.
Dennis Leary had a great stand-up bit about flavored coffee. And if he wasn't so foul, I'd, try to look it up and play it. But yeah, it's right along the lines of this whole, if I wanted to, have maple nut crunch, I'd eat some pancakes or something, you know.
But once again, you shake your head because we have some wonderful young people working here. But the things they want to add to coffee to make it not like coffee is just...
Well, cause that's because the coffee we have in the break
room. Oh, the coffee
room.
We have. Oh, that's right. Ooh. You who brings your own coffee.
I do have to bring my own coffee.
Well, and you have a thermos cup, right? A little thermal
I do.
Cup
I use
deal,
my
right?
Yeti.
There you
putting
go.
Putting the free coffee on blast, though.
Yeah, absolutely. He knows.
But
he knows.
Yeah, he does. But by the same token, you know, you can use those Yeti-type coolers for different reasons.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the guy who found that he could fit a quart of ice cream in the bottom of one of his?
Okay.
Now, what he does is he puts ice in the bottom just to make sure to keep that, you know, the extra chill you need. But that way, you could eat ice cream at your desk all day long. I mean, think about that. How fun would that be?
Okay, yeah, there you go.
And it doesn't become that, you know, glob of whatever.
Right.
Or you could use Mellorine, and then it would look like Mellorine.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I didn't want my chair not to break.
Sure.
So, you know, I don't need to eat more things to make that happen.
Was it this week that Dustin Hoffman had a birthday? Is that right? He was 80?
Yeah, I believe
and
so.
And we looked at that it had been 30 years since The Graduate.
Wow.
You know, it's just one of those, you know, one more reason for you to feel old. Well, now the story has come out this week that Burt Ward, who landed the role of a lifetime in 1966, right, to be that boy wonder, sacrificed a lot, as a matter of fact. Fox News says that he really wanted to star in that little movie called The Graduate. However, the studio executives didn't want him diluting his signature role as Robin.
Oh, he was typecast.
And it was just going to be a movie, so what difference would that make? So as a result, we might have had Burt Ward instead of Dustin Hoffman as Rain Man. I mean, think about that.
Yeah. Burt Ward could be one of the more legendary actors of our time.
I don't know if we're going to go that far.
As opposed to Dustin Hoffman, come on, Rain Man?
Yeah.
He's got some good things under his belt.
He does. So think about that. I mean, movies, today we can look at some movies that were really popular movies and think, what would today's technology have done to ruin those movies? Basically, 16 Candles. Because, I mean, if Facebook notifications had been there, nobody would have forgotten Samantha's birthday, right?
Right, true.
It would have been a big deal.
True.
Home Alone, Kevin would have just texted his parents on the way to the airport. The movie would be over.
He would have looked it up on the internet.
Exactly, yeah.
It is harder for movie directors to be creative these days.
That's it. In my cousin Vinny, the two kids, the Utes, who wouldn't have been wrongly accused because every convenience store then would have had security cameras.
Right.
You wouldn't have to worry about that. Forrest Gump. If Forrest had just wanted to look, if he just looked up directions on his phone, he would have known that he was right there by Jenny's house.
Jenny.
Yeah.
I don't know what love
and
is.
And he could have just Snapchatted her.
Exactly. and he wouldn't have to be sitting there on a bench telling some guy his story, okay?
Exactly.
Yeah. He could have just put it on Facebook.
No, a guy on the bench these days probably would have punched him in the face.
You're right. Well, hey,
don't
man.
Don't talk to me.
I'm FaceTiming here. Leave me alone.
This goes even as far as, like, some of your favorite television shows. Like, you know, sometimes I watch Friends and I'm and it's really starting to date. It's really starting to get up there. Like whenever misunderstandings happen, which is, you know, a mainstay in sitcom television, misunderstandings, and they just wouldn't be a thing anymore with phones.
Sleepless in Seattle, Jonah wouldn't have called the radio show to find a woman for his dad.
Yeah,
just would have gone on a dating service.
Yeah, put him on Tinder.
Yeah.
How in the world can we have entertaining movies now because of technology?
And that's what it is. That's why we don't have entertaining movies anymore, and they just start doing all these sequels and
man,
things.
You are sounding like it is your birthday this weekend. I'm just saying. I am just saying. All of a sudden, you're finding all these young people around you.
Man, I'm getting old.
No, the truth is you're not. You're not at all getting old. No, you are not. Don't have to worry about that at all.
You're in your prime. You're like beginning your prime.
Okay, I'll take it.
All right,
good stuff in front of you.
So now, Tiger Woods is apparently a free man, although rumors were swirling around that the, as they call him, trouble-prone golfer. Well, apparently, this stylist named Kristen Smith, they are not a thing.
Oh,
they are not a thing. So just want to let you know, if you want to talk about craziness, if you'd like to go ahead and be part of Tiger's world.
He's not even handsome anymore. Like, I don't know why anyone. I mean, he is, talk about washed up in all ways.
Oh, troubled.
He's troubled.
Would be. With that in mind, more U.S. Americans are drinking high amounts of alcohol.
Woo!
And the greatest increases are seen among women and older adults. That, according to a new study published by the Journal of the American Medical Association, Time magazine said the new National Institute on alcohol abuse and alcoholism is reported. The number of U.S. Americans who said they drank alcohol in the last year has increased 11%. That's just maybe
that's just 11% who are admitting to it.
Yeah, that's true.
High-risk drinking increased about 30%. What is high-risk drinking, you ask?
Yes, define that.
Please.
All right, high-risk drinkers had 4 to 5 or more drinks per day at least once a week, every week, for a year.
Okay.
So
if you go out every Friday night and you have more than 4 drinks...
Yep.
You're high risk drinking.
You're a high risk drinker.
So every college student in the United States of America.
Well, what about what about like how that averages out? Like maybe you go 2 or 3 weeks without drinking, but like one night you have like 8 or 9.
Right, exactly.
Caller.
Hey, I got to disagree with Chelsea. Tiger Woods was never a good looking guy. Dollar bills made him so to shallow women. So
I thought he was handsome in his prime.
In his prime, okay, when he was young. All right. The increases, by the way, when it comes to this alcohol, were apparent in everyone, but they were much higher in women. Well, that's because they have to deal with men.
Yeah, don't you exactly.
Understand? For men, high-risk drinking increased 15%. Alcohol use disorder increased about close to 35% in women. But again, women are in areas that they weren't before. Mm-hmm. They're more, I mean, you think about the social situation.
Absolutely.
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying the social situations that lead that to happen now, there are more girls' nights out where they go do things where before a single woman would be a little bit reticent to go into a bar, for instance.
True.
You go in as a group. I mean, it does change the way that you spend your time off hours.
Or I even think, you know, stay-at-home moms, which if I was one, I would drink a bottle of wine a day. But they probably don't because they're more responsible.
Yep.
Now you've got more women in the workforce who are going to happy hours and going to events. And as you said, girls' night, you know, whether it's on a Wednesday or Thursday, like, let's go get, you know, wine Wednesday.
Sure. Plus, there are so many more different kinds of tasty wine out there these days.
True.
So.
Well, that's the other thing is the market. There's just so many more alcohol in general. There's so many more things to choose from.
Yeah, you know, isn't that the truth? Everything
because
is
flavored if you didn't like beer or you didn't like, you know, whiskey, there might have not been a lot to choose from so many years ago.
That's very true.
And now you've got, you know, watermelon vodka.
Yes, you do. As a matter of fact,
or Zima's back.
Yeah, there you go. You can do that.
Maybe there's a correlation with Zima coming back to these numbers.
Maybe.
I'm just kidding. Absolutely not.
822. All right, we haven't done a Taco Bell story in like...
It's been too long.
3 days?
Yeah, too long.
All right, so... And you look, I understand that they basically have a limited menu, and so being able to extend that, they have worked really, really hard to do that.
It's that limited. I feel like they have a ton of stuff.
Well, when you start taking a chicken patty, flatten it out, and making that a taco shell.
True.
That's kind of like...
They do push the boundaries.
That's like a Frankenstein type thing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, they've got a new one now.
Okay.
You probably haven't heard Pop Rocks. Remember Pop Rocks?
Yes.
Okay, well... Now they're going to, because they were fun. You know, you
the little candies.
Taco Bell has just rolled out their new firecracker burrito.
Oh, God.
Which has exploding popping crystals that pop like little bursts of spicy cayenne flavor.
Why?
Yep.
No, absolutely not.
Testing them around California right now. You can add the popping crystals to anything on the menu.
So it's like a seasoning.
Yeah, for 20 cents. You want to do that?
Probably going to pass on that one.
No, hard pass,
No word on when they're going to possibly go nationwide as far as that.
I do not want little explosions of heat in my mouth.
Hey, we know who Uber and the side hustle, right? That they talk about the side hustle.
Oh, right.
Get your side hustle on,
According to a new survey, 1 out of 3 millennials say they do think that it is a wonderful thing to be able to do that, even though they may be exhausted. You know how adults, millennials, are exhausted all the time.
So tired all the time.
Yeah, right. Even though every instinct in your brain is telling you to make fun of these millennials, they figured out some really cool side hustles, they think. These are their most popular extra jobs to make more money. Number 8, bartending.
Okay.
That's been around forever.
Yeah, I was gonna say, who just figured that one out?
Number 7, DJing.
Oh, okay. That's a little different.
Number 6, house sitting.
Again, something that's just that's been around forever. So is DJing, even.
I'm just saying, look, I'm leaving. I'm not letting anybody I don't know be my house sitter.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it has
I'm not
to be
looking
people
for a house
you know.
Sitter on Craigslist.
Exactly. Not the idea. Number five, blogging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four, dog walking. Again, don't know. That's fine. Just because you got a leash and you know where
and
you are.
And I feel like it's a lot more popular in bigger cities.
It is.
Yeah. Because people don't have yards.
It's been around for a while in big cities, too.
Cooking or baking as a side hustle.
Okay.
Right.
I had a friend start a cookie business.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Number two, babysitting.
What?
Again, been around forever.
And number one, taking paid surveys.
Have
you heard of such a thing?
Oh,
no.
Yeah, you can do that online. There's a lot of scam companies out there that are trying to do that, but there are actually some legitimate companies. Now, you're not going to get rich doing it. In fact,
you'd
be lucky if you score some beer money
doing
it, honestly.
I was going to say beer money, maybe.
They pay you like 10 cents a survey or something like that.
Is this the voice of experience?
Long time ago, actually.
Really?
Yeah, when I first graduated high school, I was, you know, looking for
doing
side
that.
Hustles
yeah,
and
that's it.
Looked that up and made like $4 or something.
No.
Never claimed it.
826 caller.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I am south of Manhattan, Kansas, and listening to you on the radio, not online.
Is that right?
Ooh, how quaint.
How's the weather up
a
there?
Daytime AM skip.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Very cool.
Well, all right, hold your mouth just right so you can keep listening to us and drive careful,
that's
all right?
That's right.
All right, see you, man. Bill Oliver from Manhattan, Kansas.
Nice. Whether you have a swimming pool or are looking to build one, trust the pool guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all pool manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the Pool Store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. Los Angeles tech company Snap Inc. has seen growth in usage of Snapchat fall in four straight quarters, along with slowing growth in average revenue per user. Snap added only 7 million users during Q2. Shares tumbled in aftermarket trading, but seem to be settling. They're back 1.5% at this hour. Nordstrom's was a bright spot as its stock popped after it reported same-store sales growth, an increase of 1.7% for full-line and rack stores compared to a forecast drop. Bruce Springsteen's Broadway debut is a go. His solo show, Springsteen on Broadway, begins performances at the Walter Carr Theater in October, and the boss will do 5 shows a week through late November. Tickets go on sale August 30th, exclusively through Ticketmaster Verified Fan. The Dow sank 205 points, with Goldman Sachs contributing the most losses. The S&P 500 shed 1.5%. The index also dipped below its 50-day moving average for the first time. Futures are trending lower. That's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Those facing cancer no longer have to journey far from home to receive the comprehensive care and support they need. Introducing the new Baylor Scott & White Cancer Center College Station. Now featuring the full range of treatment options, support resources, and experienced team patients need for complete cancer care, all in one place. Backed by Texas's largest not-for-profit healthcare system. Visit bswhealth.com/cscancer for more information.
Microsoft has fought long and hard to capture that certain coolness factor that propelled Apple's products to so many home runs. With their new Surface laptops and tablets, things were going pretty well. Until now. Before you buy, hear this buyer beware. Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Consumer Reports has pulled its recommendation on all Microsoft Surface laptops and tablets because of what it calls poor reliability. They say that one quarter of all Microsoft Surface computers, well, quoting now, present their owners with problems by the end of the second year of ownership, even the ones launched just a few months ago. Consumer Reports claims their information comes directly from Microsoft Surface owners. Microsoft's forte has always been software. They have comparatively little experience in hardware, but the company says it stands by its Surface computers and disagrees with Consumer Reports. So there it is. If you're set on buying a Surface, do your homework. All the tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Police use dash cameras to retain evidence and protect themselves against wrongful prosecution. Now you can too. It's your proof of your innocence in an accident or a traffic stop, always acting as your in-car security system. Driving can be dangerous, but the Commando dash cam with its wide lens captures the entire road and makes a record of every drive. The built-in GPS pinpoints exactly where and when events occur, and the Commando dash cam records in HD, daylight, and low-light conditions.
The Commando dash cam recorded an accident that was not my fault.
There's parking assist, lane departure, and collision warning systems built in, too.
The Commando dash cam proved my innocence.
There's no better technology at any price. Find the Commando dash cam at shop.commando.com. shop.commando.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 80 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council last night voted unanimously to move forward with the development of the Chimney Hill Retail Center on University Drive. Planned development districts in the past have been required to present detailed documents to planning and zoning, then council as they progress. Last night, those details were not presented, and council was faced with deciding whether or not to approve it. Prior to the vote, Councilmember Julie Schultz knew what the public reaction would be.
The second I walk out of here, I'm going to get yelled at by a lot of people saying this is preferential treatment or whatever. I mean, they're just going to go insane.
Councilmember Barry Moore expressed the importance of the action and the message it would send.
I don't understand how you can vote in favor of this and say we're not setting a precedent. That is what we are doing, whether we say we are or not. We are the body that decides how these things work, and if we vote in favor of this, we are setting a precedent. I will leave it at that. I think that's what we should do. But I do not agree that you can say I'm going to vote for this just because this project has had a bad history, but I don't want to set a precedent. I don't believe that you can do that.
In their workshop, council also received a quick overview of the $365 million budget for fiscal 2018. It will include a 2.5-cent rate increase. Next week, council will have three more workshops to go into more detail. This is the second year in a row the city has voted for a tax increase. City councils in the Twin Cities are getting closer to new agreements with the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau. That's according to an update earlier this week from Bryan Councilman Ben Hardiman.
Discussion of Convention and Visitors Bureau is pretty well completed. The two city staffs have reached an agreement on the directions to go, and we anticipate that issue will come to both councils at not this week's council meetings, but 2 weeks from this week.
Hardiman expects higher revenue from local hotel occupancy taxes and what he called a slightly higher payment to the agency now called Experience BCS. A retired Bryan police officer received an unexpected honor at this week's city council meeting. Mayor Andrew Nelson presented Choya Walling a proclamation for his beautification efforts in the Copperfield subdivision. Nearly every day for 9 years, Walling has picked up trash and at least one treasure.
The most expensive was a platinum wedding ring that we were able to get back to the owner.
Did you charge them for littering?
No.
Walling, who served as a Bryan policeman for 30 years, said he would like to honor those who have littered with a ticket. And at this week's Texas A&M Board of Regents meeting, one discussion covered the Hazelwood exemption, which pays resident tuition and required fees for military veterans and their families.
Particularly on the legacy side, it is becoming a financial commitment that, in essence, is a very large indirect tax on the rest of our students.
President Michael Young hopes to get future help from the state in covering the more than $20 million paid by the university for students covered by the Hazelwood exemption, most of the students being family members of military veterans. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 80 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
If your home could talk, what would it say? All customers of BTU are now eligible for the Smart Home Incentive Program. If you're looking to save money each month, consider upgrading the energy efficiency of your home today. Simply installing attic and wall insulation or even Energy Star windows and solar screens can yield you substantial energy savings, leaving your home and wallet saying thank you. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office. And now BTU brings you your energy savings tip of the day.
Did you know that BTU has more than 1,800 miles of overhead power lines throughout Brazos, Robertson, and Burleson counties? That's more than the miles between Bryan and New York City. All of these miles of distribution line help us to serve our more than 53,000 customers.
Your energy and money saving tip is brought to you daily by BTU. For this and other simple ways you can save money, visit btutilities.com.
Let's check some weather, shall we? At 8:36, weather's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure will bring us plenty of sunshine. Today we'll see some passing cloudiness at times. It's going to be warm, 95 to 100 later today. Overnight clear, remains warm, 75 to 80 for the nighttime low. Tomorrow, sunshine, we're hot again, we're 95 to near 100. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partial sun coming up during the day on Sunday. Temperatures anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let's head over to Austin State Representative District 12. Kyle Cassell joins us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You want the truth? I'm ready to come home.
Well, I was talking to John Rainey yesterday, and it was hot, and I said, you know, if y'all didn't have air conditioning over there, y'all would have had this settled already, wouldn't you?
I think we would have voted on stuff, and that old sunset and sunny day would have been true.
Yeah. Now, I know that, though, as we are going into the last weekend of the special session, there are some things that have actually been on the floor and y'all have talked about, but we know, for instance, that public education is still going to be a problem. The Senate and the House haven't come to terms with that yet. Again, kudos to Representative Huberty. He's been pretty straightforward about making sure that a good bill comes back to y'all out of the Senate. But what else are we hearing as far as annexation, property taxes, and the school bill?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. It all comes down to today, and you know, obviously we're going to be in on Saturday as well, and we got to get all this done by Wednesday if we don't want to come back. So today we're going to rerun annexation. That bill was killed on a point of order a few days ago. They're all running together.
I understand.
And then we've got property tax on Saturday. Now, that's been very controversial because it looked like it was bottled up, but that was also an olive branch. You know, and from the rural perspective, we've got to maintain that 6% and the exemption for under $25 million M&O. Those things we have to have. So if you followed yesterday morning, we were all caught off guard because there was a unique calendar rule that would not allow any amendments on SB1 on the layout on Friday, and most everybody agreed, and then somewhere there were some cold feet and they pulled that, so we went into panic mode. So now we're still negotiating all of these issues, whether property tax annexation, and then you've got TSR care, which now seems to be a priority of all three heads, the governor, lieutenant governor, and the House. but we can't agree on how to pay for it. The governor finally, I think, had a meeting with the speaker yesterday, and we understand that ACOTAR is now a priority. It may not be the ACOTAR bill that Ken King had that failed on the verification vote, but hopefully we'll be able to put some funding in HB 21 if we can come to an agreement with the Senate and get that taken care of. And for the viewers listening at home, I think this is important. You know, we talk about Grosbeck. I went over there on Tuesday night to their school board meeting to give them a true lay of the land legislative where we were and what 21 looked like and what the ACOTAR bill looked like so they can make a decision. And ultimately, they had to raise taxes. They had to go from 97 to 104 just to guarantee they make it to next session so we can put a permanent fix on public education. But ACOTAR will go away. They're going to lose $4 million. You know, this is a scary one. Franklin loses $7.176 million. That's, you know, two schools close to the Brazos Valley, right. And we've got to do something for these kids because once those schools dry up, Bryan and College Station aren't ready to absorb all those students.
Now, and so people can remember, the ACOTAR has to do with a school district that just doesn't have the ability to be able to get enough money through their tax rate to fund the schools, and so the state helps them out some. Is that basically the way to describe it?
Correct. And ACOTAR was a program that helped them, but it would eventually weed them. We were going to have 60, 70 schools go off. We're going to be down to 25, and that's where that number, if you hear some of the blurbs, that there will be 20, you know, roughly 25 plus or minus schools that may close if this program goes away completely. So we 21, you had the hardship grants. I mean, there's about a $400 million need, and 21 only has a $200 million hardship grant, so we're still $200 million short.
And those kids have to get an education someplace. Now, let's go back to the 6%, because what that had to do with was if your taxes were going to go up that much, then they had to call an election. 6% is what you're using in the House. The Senate was at 4%. So, are we going to end up with a compromise there and come back from that, or is the House going to hold the Senate's feet to the fire and keep that 6% as the number?
The House plan is to hold it stoutly at 6%. But now that we're open to amendments, Saturday, I ran into the speaker yesterday, and he goes, well, plan on being on the floor from 10 to 10. So it's going to be another late night into session day tomorrow. So that's going to be one to watch. So if you get bored and you're not watching the PGA Championship, turn on your feed on the computer to the Texas House, and you should see a lot of drama.
Well, all right. Kyle Cassell joining us from Austin. I want to move away from the session for just a minute, because next week is an important week for the Republican Party in that it's time to choose a new speaker, or it's time to choose a speaker, maybe a new speaker, maybe not. But the question is that the Republican caucus wants to try to put together a person that they put forth as the speaker's candidate. That's a new and different thing. Give me your thoughts there, and do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, interesting. Let's go on how that started. So we have a Freedom Caucus that is comprised of about 11 to 12 individuals that belong to the Republican Caucus as well. So I think there's a rule in our bylaws of 10 or more individuals in the caucus request a meeting. We have to grant one. So Chairman Parker granted one for Thursday at 9 a.m. with the understanding that, you know, Thursday we could have a caucus meeting, talk about future rules on how to elect a speaker within the caucus and get behind that. You know, it's interesting because the last two speaker races, the Republican Party has been this last time unanimously for Speaker Strauss. The year before, I think you had 80 to 10 or 9, whatever it was, mm-hmm. at that point. So the majority is still in favor of the speaker at this point in time, and you know the only issue I see really is if this meeting is successful at changing the rules. I mean, one, it could be detrimental to us in the future. Two, if we come back in a special session, then, you know, we could very well have a interesting speaker conversation if special session number two starts. So I think we need to analyze this, think about what we're trying to do. So it should be a very interesting caucus meeting. However, Wednesday we finish up at 3 o'clock, say. I'd say about 90% of the members of the entire House, not only the caucus, have not been home, not been working, and their kids have started school, and it's going to be hard-pressed to get a bunch of people there to show up on Thursday morning when they could be home with their families and ship their kids off to school and take that picture and pick them up or bring them lunch.
Sure. Well, I understand. And I guess what happens real quick is that, as it stands now, the speaker hands out pledge cards to everybody and asks people to sign those so that he knows how many votes he's going to have. And
correct.
This would be to change that system, basically. And like you say, if you can't get a quorum in the caucus, then I guess no action could be taken when it comes to that.
Correct. And then the pledge cards are just, you know, an opportunity to show your support. Sure. It's not really a systematic part of the caucus or House procedures.
Well, we'll certainly know in the next 48 hours, I guess, if you guys are going to be able to come home soon or have to stay for a little while longer. So we'll look forward to hearing from you.
Can we do our interview on Wednesday during session so I keep you abreast as it's all happening?
That's it. Live and direct from the floor, we'd like to do that. Hey, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks a lot.
Scott, have a great week.
All right,
thanks.
You too. Bye-bye. Thanks. Kyle Cassell, the state rep from District 12, joining us from Austin. Turn our attention to City College Station. Jay Sokol's here this morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great.
You brought a guest.
I sure did. College Station's Neighborhood Services Coordinator, Barbara Moore.
I know her.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am doing well.
Good. What brings you back in this morning?
Well, I'm here to talk about National Night Out.
Oh,
it's coming up October 3rd.
You know, and ours is October 3rd because I think the real one, the original
August,
one.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a bunch of Yankees who came up with that. They don't understand what it's
how
like
hot
here.
It is down here and that we don't do things like that in August.
Yeah. Well, so, and you know, what makes it different here in College Station is it's a college town, so there's a lot of people who are living here who weren't even living here 3 months ago.
Absolutely.
Then there's some who've been here for a long time, but also because I know that the city is working hard to try to mesh these different people who are here
absolutely.
For different reasons.
And National Night Out is the perfect night to do that. Everybody gets to come out and talk with the police department about their neighborhoods, crime prevention, tips on the way to keep their neighborhood safe, how to watch out for your neighbor. So I think it's a great time for us to all learn how to be neighbors and really get to know each other. That's one of the great benefits of National Night Out is you actually get to meet your neighbors. And so that's always a good thing when you can form relationships with your neighbors like that.
Well, with the internet, we don't have face-to-face communication anyhow.
Absolutely.
Just anyhow. And when we're talking about the common good of protecting our property and our kids, this is what we want to do, and this is the way to do that. So now, if you have an organization, like a neighborhood organization, and you want to have the city be in touch with you or you want them to be a part of that, what do they do?
They can go to cstx.gov/NNO, National Night Out, and register their party. They can put down the streets or the cross streets of the sections where they plan to have the party so we'll know if they have any special requests, like we'd like a firefighter or we'd like we're going to have a bounce house, or if they're going to have those types of things, they can put them in the special comments section and they go to us and the police department, and we work on putting together sort of a master list of where all of our parties will be and try and dispatch different people to go out to all of them or as many as we can. So we are urging people to do that sooner than later. We always have the mad dash, you know, the week before. But if you could get them in early, that would be great. College Station always has a really good number of parties every year, always above 40. And for a city our size,
that's
pretty good.
Yeah.
Last year, I think it may have even been above 50.
Wow.
So I really feel like, you know, in the spirit of being good neighbors, knowing your neighbors, some of the things that we really would like to see happening in the community, get out and organize a National Night Out party. And if you don't have a neighborhood association or an HOA, it doesn't matter. We still want you to just do the same thing. You can go to that same site, cstx.gov/NNO, put in your name, and we'll contact you just like we would anybody else. And students, if you're out there and you would like to have a National Night Out party and organize one for your neighborhood, please feel free to do so.
Sure.
The more the merrier.
Okay, the date again?
October 3rd.
All right, make your plans now. Thank you, Barbara.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. What else you got for us?
Hey, a little traffic note for you. So three westbound lanes of University Drive, okay, between College Main and Nagel will be temporarily closed to allow disassembly of those big cranes associated with the high-rise apartment construction.
Oh, yeah.
These temporary closures will begin around 2 a.m. Sunday. And
What if my child wants to be asleep when that's going on? And
they'll be really quiet.
Okay.
And it's expected to end around 7 a.m. on Monday, okay? There will be a single westbound lane remaining open during the time. So, again, three westbound lanes of University Drive between College Main and Nagel will be temporarily closed. That will begin around 2 a.m. Sunday and end around 7 a.m. on Monday.
Most townies don't go over there anymore. It's too crowded. Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. The old Yogi Berra thing.
That's your cosmopolitan bias seeping in.
That's exactly it. All right, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Very good. We talk to the folks at the City of College Station on Fridays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. If you've got land to care for, get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with a Kubota clean diesel engine and your choice of transmissions. And right now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 48 months or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW, just 10 minutes till. I thought Mr. Downs would be here today, but apparently he's not.
No?
No. So, they start in Barefoot in the Park back in 1967, and the Electric Horseman in 1979. Now the Hollywood Reporter says Robert Redford and Jane Fonda getting back together in a Netflix drama called Our Souls at Night. Film is
really?
Based on a novel by the same name, about a couple of widowed neighbors in Colorado who unexpectedly fall in love.
Huh.
So there you are.
Bringing that one back, huh?
I guess they'll do it. Let's see what else we got going on. So I have a Lindsay Lohan story. Yeah, that's okay.
Well,
we're not that. No, we're not that desperate. It's Friday. We're not gonna.
Certainly, there are other things to talk about.
That's right. Most stars fighting the effects of aging, but Dwayne The Rock Johnson, maybe call me president later.
Yep.
Ain't one of them. The actor revealed on Instagram that his HBO series Ballers has renewed for season 4. While rocking a new salt and pepper beard.
Oh, hey.
Uh-oh, he actually has gray hair. As always, the superstar extremely grateful to his diehard fans.
I'm getting a little salt and pepper in my beard, too. Maybe I'm just like The Rock.
Well, that's it, or you could just shave your head and nobody would know.
I do that also.
Oh,
so.
All right. Okay, never mind. So that would be it. Ivanka Trump is opening her own store in New York City in the most obvious location you could think of.
Trump Tower?
Yeah, sure. I mean, when it makes sense, she probably gets a break on the rent.
I would think so.
Yeah, since Daddy owns the building. Anyway, so she's going to have her own outlet. That way she doesn't have to worry about, you know, whether or not other people
will sell it. Yeah, absolutely.
Be just fine. So then also the poor unemployed strippers. Think of the unemployed strippers and what's going to happen to them.
It would definitely put our children at risk.
Yep.
Yeah, got to do that. It's the city of Portland, Oregon is tearing down the Safari Show Club.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
what are they going to do?
They're going to I don't know what they're going to do. The city is going to build 200 to 300 affordable apartments. The city approved the $3.7 million budget.
But how are the strippers supposed to live in the apartments getting paid?
And they won't do that.
We're going to need help. Let me go get Medicaid. Let me go get some food stamps because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
Yeah, go there.
How unfortunate.
I know, strippers in Portland. It just doesn't seem to really go
it
together.
It really doesn't. Mm-mm.
That's fine. So Stephen Colbert.
But it was called the Safari Lounge.
Show club.
Excuse me.
Yeah, not a lounge. It's a show club.
All right.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, a pretty nice gift for Stephen Colbert. I took a few tweets yesterday. He'll be interviewing former White House Communications Director Anthony the Mooch Scaramucci on The Late Show on Monday night. Interview will mark the first time the Mooch has appeared on TV after his firing 10 days into the job in the Trump White House. Fortunately, it will be taped. It won't be live. Because, you know, if it's live, there's no telling what he might
say. Yeah. A lot of dump buttons there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Variety reports that Bill O'Reilly, who, of course, left Fox after those charges against him, announced on his website that he'd be appearing on Michael Smirkonish.
Okay.
Sure.
I know him, yeah. On his weekend show on CNN to plug his new book called Killing England, which will be out in the bookstores in September. A show on CNN could be cheaper for viewers than O'Reilly's website, which is subscription only. I think he's going to start doing a regular video webcast, though. He may be on there.
Okay.
If you want to watch him. While we're talking about Fox people and people who were at Fox, Eric Bolling, if you remember, he's on the Fox News Channel, suspended because of the sexual harassing of female colleagues. He has now filed a $50 million defamation suit against the reporter who broke the story, claiming that the reporter damaged his reputation through intentional and/or highly reckless publication of actionable, false, and misleading statements. Okay, see how that works out for you. Netflix has renewed its 1980s wrestling comedy GLOW for a 10-episode second season.
Okay, guys, I started watching it. It's really good.
Yeah, the original was in the 1980s, and now, here in 2017, is season number two.
But
what do you mean it's really good? Tell me more.
But it takes place in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
I think it was shot now.
Okay.
But
it's got Alison Brie in it.
It takes place in the 80s. And so, they're all in, 80s fashion. It's so fun. But it's basically this cable network show that they're trying to get, and it's called Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling,
right.
And it's these pretty women who are wrestling on a TV show, but it obviously but they're all super unathletic and don't know how to actually wrestle. So it's right now I'm at the part where they're just like training to actually before the shooting actually occurs of the show. So, and then they've got this creepy director who used to do all these really odd movies,
okay.
That's in charge of it, that I don't know. So it's pretty good though.
It looks pretty funny.
Two of the girls were best friends. Until one of them cheated on the other one, with the other one's husband.
Okay.
But now they're probably gonna have to wrestle against each other.
Oh.
So there's also some personal stories.
Real bad blood.
Yeah, there's also some personal stories too.
Because you need character development when you're talking female wrestlers.
There's definitely character development for sure.
All right.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, if you're neurotic, congratulations!
Hey.
That trait might help you live longer on your more chilled out friends. Okay, they won't. You will. Even though chronic worrying and focusing on the negative can lead to poor health, CNN says recent research shows people with neurotic tendencies also tend to be more creative, faster cognitive processing, like the ability to think on your feet, and increased motivation. What's more, neurotic people are more likely to go to their doctor more often.
Yep.
Because they're worried.
Mm-hmm.
Increasing the chances that that health problem might be caught early.
So hypochondria isn't all that bad.
Yeah. So there. Can openers were invented in 1858 which is 48 years after cans were invented.
Oh, wow.
It took them almost 50 years?
Yeah, so during those years, in between, the most popular way to open cans was to smash them with a hammer and chisel.
I was going to say, how are they getting them open for that long?
It seemed like somebody would look at that and say, this is a problem we need to solve.
But there were no infomercial to say, there's got to be a better way.
We're going to create this can, but we're not going to tell you how to open it.
Antarctica gets 44,000 tourists a year. That is up from 5,000 back in 1990. Wow. 1995,000, another 44,000.
Well, global warming, it makes it easier.
That's it. Yeah. That's right. You just step right off there.
Yep.
There are only two companies with perfect AAA credit ratings. They are Johnson & Johnson and Microsoft.
Okay. Yeah.
So you know. And today is the anniversary of Minnesota's Mall of America opening its doors for the first time back in 1992. The Lego Imagination Center, Wedding Chapel, Aquarium, 14-screen movie theater, yada, yada, yada. And it's gigantic, but it's not as big as the biggest in the world now. The New South China Mall with 7.1 million square feet worth of stores. It is the world's largest, and Canada even has one larger than we do.
Wow.
Mall of America is now 21st on the list.
Oh, man.
Back Monday, WTAW College Station, Brian.